friends. Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Woo!
How you doing?
Good.
Are you feeling fucking crazy?
I'm feeling locked in, team. Okay. I'm feeling locked in this beautiful Sunday morn.
Show them your drink, your new drink.
New drink unlocked. Team, we have talked about ices already, obviously.
Yeah.
These are sparkling ice caffeine, zero sugar,
corn caffeine in
a can. Get into that. So
I want a sip. I just said I had heartburn before we started filming.
That's strawberry citrus. And my uncle was house sitting.
Did he buy those?
Yeah. He was house sitting for us while
he finds all the cool drinks. Yeah. I don't lie.
Well, we were in New York for Fashion Week, and did we talk about Fashion Week?
No.
No, we have not. Oh, we have lots to catch up on. All right. Anyways, when we came back from New York, these were in the fridge, and he's like, there's some really good drinks in there. And I hadn't tried one yet, and then Donnie told me to try them. My dad said they were good, and then Jared came over, and he said the same thing. And then Jared's like, when you try one, start with blue. And I said, tea. So I went, and I had the blue one yesterday. Fire.
I will say Jared's pretty on like
drinks.
Yeah, he's big pretty drink on the guy. Drinks. Yeah,
and I get it. We love a silly drink over here. Team.
I think we talked about Black Rock. I don't remember if we did, but we were obsessed with it. And my least favorite part about having group DoorDash orders is that everyone looks at what I'm ordering, and that's no one's business but mine. And usually, Drew announces my order.
Wrong. Carrie announces Adam's order.
Yeah.
Because that's what he deserves. And and Dayson, I only mentioned it to her. But she laughed really hard.
And everyone was there.
But. Yeah. Well, yeah. Sure.
But then when we did our first Black Rock order, I saw Jared's in there because I forgot Jared lived in Seattle for a long time. So he's been there. And then I was like, he got like a large, it was like a blue Smurf, make it extra sour. And I go, what the fuck is
make
that?
Make it sour.
And it ended up being really yummy. So the egg was on my face. That's okay.
I dream of Black Rock every day
of my life.
Dreaming of her.
Please bring her to SoCal.
Billy actually looked
it's like,
it up.
It's better than Dutch Bros. I don't give a fuck. Sorry.
That's tea.
Sorry.
And I.
You know why? Okay, guys. So last week was our branded episode. This week we can be cuckoo crazy
ourselves. I can sit here with my nuts out and don't have to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
I miss when America was a country and I could sit with
when
my nuts
out. When
did
everyone get so fucking sensitive? Anyways, love you, Tinder and Elf.
Yeah.
Anyways, Billy told me that there were Black Rocks in Southern California, but they're all in San Diego.
I don't care then.
Which is quite a drive from
us.
Did
you tell him, why would you tell me that? I don't care.
No, I said, damn it. That's what I did.
Gosh, dang it.
Shit.
Me when there's no Black Rocks near me?
Shit. 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 That's the funniest way to like
shit. Anyway, so yeah, Drew's stuck on these drinks, and then last night Billy brought you an ice from his parents' house, right?
Oh yeah,
that's what flavor Starburst.
I am people truly. If I was a deity, they would leave drinks at my altar. You know what I'm saying?
What would be at mine?
Sunny Angels.
Oh yeah.
Sunny Angels. Anything like. Comically silly and fun.
Yeah.
Like the banana clips.
Yeah.
Like shit like that.
And a Benjamin. Benjamins.
Yeah.
That would be at yours too.
A cat.
No, don't do that. I only like my cats. Sorry.
You love cats.
Yeah, but I don't want them to come near me. I want mine.
Oh, sure.
Even though mine don't even want me to touch them.
Anyways. Yeah, Billy's parents gave him some ices and told him to bring them to me and report back.
Mm-hmm.
And those were Starburst flavors.
Ooh. No, one was Starburst and one is Skittles. That's what
oh.
he said.
Yeah, well, then I had the red one. I don't know which one that
you
was.
You had the Starburst one. He said the other one was Skittles. Oh, okay, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I was there too. I don't remember any of that. But.
We were high. It's okay. Because I was looking at going, I wish I had one of those, but I kept forgetting to ask you if I could.
I literally said, do you guys want one?
I know, and I was high and I didn't hear you. That's what I'm saying. I don't remember.
Yeah, we had a sleepover last night.
We had a cousin night.
We had a cousin night with Whitney. She came over and we hung out. It was very fun.
Our belongy cousin, Whitney.
That's our Whitney. Whitney, our cousin. Yeah, she came over and she spent the night. We had a girls' night. We had a sleepover. It was very fun.
It was very fun.
It was very funny. We laughed.
Yeah, we watched YouTube.
We laughed so hard. I started crying.
Yeah.
I almost peed myself at one point.
From that video?
I don't remember what we were talking about, but I was literally like, I was about to pee myself.
I was like, I'm gonna, well, the thing we were laughing about earlier that we can't repeat, that made me laugh really hard.
That
part, I had to close my eyes. I was laughing so hard, it was giving me a headache.
It was
it was a good time.
Yeah, it was a blast. We had a lot of fun. She literally just left my home. But anywho, what else did we do? Oh, New York Fashion Week.
Yes.
Yes. Went to New York Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. Very fun.
went to Quality Italian.
Went to Quality Italian, of course.
Yeah, I went drunk. I think I've left Quality Italian drunk, but I've never gone there already buzzed.
Yeah, we had a good time. The pictures that y'all saw, like the picture y'all saw from when I was taking a picture holding my hair, mm-hmm. and I didn't have my eyebrows, like they were blonde that night. That was literally at Quality Italian, because after the Christian Siriano show, I had to like finish some work, and then we went to Quality Italian. We had reservations that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alex, I made a reservation.
Yeah, get into it. I know an open table hates to see Alex coming.
Go tell the mayor, Alex.
And we were like, because it was such a short window, because I had to work on some stuff right after the show, and then we changed and then left. And when I was like getting ready, I was like, fuck, I really want to take this pony out. Because Adam had offered to take it out for me, but I was like, no, it's fine, you can go. Because I was like, this one's like relatively easy. I think I could do this one. But I just knew he wanted to like go change and all that stuff.
Yeah, and get ready for dinner.
Yeah. And so then I was like, I'll just wear the pony to dinner. I'm sure it's fine. As soon as my work was done and I filmed my little TikToks, that's like when my body starts almost like molting, and it's, I'm like rejecting. I need to take everything it's off rejecting immediately. Everything. Yeah, like the nervous system is literally making me ill, because I need to skin myself alive.
Yeah.
And so as soon as we left, I was like, I should have taken the fucking hair out, because like it was so tight and so heavy and so long, and like, because it wasn't a real pony, it was like a fucking 26-inch. Like middle part wig, like straight
that he
wig,
wrapped like a pony
that he wrapped like a pony and made it look like a ponytail, so it was even like just a big lump on the back of
so
my head.
So basically we made it through 3 minutes of dinner, and then I kept like, do you want me to switch spots with Adam so you can take your hair out? And she was like, no. And then I couldn't take it. Literally 3 minutes, I go, it's fine, just switch.
I was like sitting there itching the back of my head like crazy, and then I started taking bobby pins out,
yeah, and I was
thinking
like,
it would help. And then it was like my pony was moving like this.
I know. So Adam did it in like 5 seconds.
And then he took it off. And then I took a picture. Then I folded her up, put her in my purse, because I am a lady at the end of the day.
And I'm going to take my pony home from Quality Italian.
Yeah. And I'm gonna put her back in the holster so no one has to look at her. And then I just sat with my hair like that the rest of the day.
It looked like a little recital bun, like, you know, they have the bun and they do like a little braid around it. That's
but
what it
I look like a little girl that like was playing really hard on during recess.
Yeah, there's all these like pieces sticking out of
the
head.
And it's like this, like there's like a bump, like my hair's bumped because it was so hard, like it was sticking out straight like this, like George Washington. And then Adam was like, that looks insane, like, yeah, he was like trying to mouth it to me, and I was like whoo, and I was like, I don't care. And then I got to enjoy my dinner, and it was so really fun. And then what else did we do?
When we were there, we had lunch with
Brittany and Caleb.
We had our
sisters.
Yeah, our quarterly meeting where we update each other on our lives.
On the figures. We update each other on the numbers. We crunch the numbers.
We do projections.
Yeah. We project the next quarter. We set goals. We set manifestations.
And we had a lot of fun.
And we plot. We're just always plotting, the four of us.
What? I don't know. Wait, yeah. We are going somewhere really fun with them soon.
We are.
Yeah. Anyway,
we're like those fuck ass memes when they're like, this tag three besties you want to live here with, and it's like four homes connected. You know what I'm saying? It's like someone bought a fucking former church and turned it into four hostels. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like that's literally the four of us.
No, it is. Yeah.
We're like soul connected. Like we have to, we're like the opposite of the movie Hancock.
Yeah. Where I don't know how all four of us were in New York at the same time.
Yeah. That's
but it
crazy.
It just made sense.
Yeah. It just made, and schedules lined up perfectly. Perfect. And we got breakfast together, and for once everyone was late.
Yeah.
We were the last ones to get there, but everyone was late this time.
And then we had breakfast with Avery Woods and her husband.
Yes, and her husband David, and they were... love Avery. We've already met Avery, but we met David, and he was fantastic. David.
It was super sweet. It was really fun.
Love them. That's my white couple.
Yeah. We don't have that many, but that's one of them.
We don't.
Alex and Steve.
And Phil and Amy.
Phil and Amy and Avery and David. Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the team.
You made it. You congratulations. Wait, so we did that. We were busy in New York. Usually we just fuck around with each other. We were so busy.
And usually, we like hung out with other people, which is crazy.
Usually
it's
just the four of us, yeah.
Typically.
And by that, I mean you, me, Peely, and Adam.
Yes.
Well, we hung out with more people. And then the last day we were there, Drew had something to do, but it wasn't until like nighttime. Mm-hmm. So then we were like, Adam was like, can we please walk to the park? Because one of the first times we went to New York with him last year, Drew and Billy went to the event that Drew had to go to.
Was that last year?
Yeah, that was in February of last
year.
That's
crazy.
And so I told Adam, I was like, hey, let's go. I'll walk to the park with you, because he had never been.
Yeah.
And he always tells me that's like a core memory for me. I think about it all the time. It's so much fun.
Sweet.
We like walked to get coffee and went. So he was telling me, can we please go? I was like, yeah. So I woke up at 7 and he wasn't up. So I fell back asleep and I woke up again at 8 and I just stayed awake. And then he sat up and goes, it's 8:00. Get up. And I was like, I'm already awake, because he wanted to leave by 7, which he wasn't awake.
Yeah.
And then while he's getting dressed in the bathroom, I was sending a voice note to Carrie and I heard him yelling at Drew on the phone, get your bitch ass up and let's go to the fucking park.
He called me at 8:30 and I answered and he goes, what the hell are you doing? I go,
that's why he FaceTimed me yesterday, and that's exactly what he said.
Yeah. He goes, what the hell are you doing? And I go, fucking talking to you. And then he's like, get your ass up. And I was like, why? What are we doing? And he's like, we're walking to the park, but first we're going to go get coffee. And I go, okay. He goes, I'll see you downstairs at 9. And then he hung up on me. And we got downstairs at 10:30.
Yeah. Me and Adam are ready by 9:15, but everyone else wasn't ready till 10:30. And that's okay.
Well, they did have a head start on us. I'm just kidding.
And then we walked to the park. We went to...
You were also working on stuff.
No, not that morning. I worked on it when I got back.
Oh,
for brand deal stuff. Yeah, I didn't have to do it until I got back.
Whatever.
Everyone's moving slow. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
We went to Pret-a-Manger.
Yes.
I don't care how you pronounce it. That's how we say it.
Pret-a-Manger.
They're like,
we have no reason to think that it's pronounced that way, do we?
No, that's just how I said it one time, and that's how me and Adam say it.
I know. That's how Billy says it too.
In that accent too?
Yeah, a British one.
I don't know where it started from, but that's just how we say it.
I know that's how we've always said it. Mm-hmm. I'm just like wondering, did we get that from somewhere? No, right?
No, we made it up because we're annoying. Yeah.
Pret-a-Manger.
Yeah. Alex is like, it's Pret-a-Manger or something. I'm all, it's shut up. I want to get a coffee.
And who cares?
But we walked and got coffee at Pret-a-Manger. And then we walked to the park and Drew's going to get one of those horse-drawn carriages. And then I was like, we were so excited. And then I was like, dude, let's just walk in the park.
Shoot me dead if he knew I was gonna spend money on that shit.
But I was like, let's just walk in the park and see, and then if we want to get one of those, we can. And we were like, okay. And then we walked in and we found a bench. We were so excited.
Yeah.
Because it was like,
because the weather
sun,
right now in New York,
at least when we were there last week, it was so good.
It's still good right now. It's fire. Like it's like,
you've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
A cool 68.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Brisk.
In the mornings. Gets a little warm.
It's fall.
Goes back down. It's the only time it's fucking livable.
Last year when we went to Fashion Week, and it's the same month.
Yeah.
It was hell on earth. It's like what I imagine in Dune it feels like when they're walking on the sand.
For
it's
real.
Horrible.
No, for
so that's
real.
Why this year I only brought one jacket, and it was a cropped zipped hoodie, so not a jacket. And I only brought shorts, and it was fucking freezing the whole time we were there. And I wish I had brought jeans.
Yeah, I thankfully, because I got styled, I had quite a few coats. I tried to offer Deuce my coats, but she was like, "Now,
because I'm wearing a WNBA tank top and my shorts, it doesn't match."
Yeah.
So anyways, we walked to the park. We found the perfect bench that was kind of in the sun, but not.
Yeah.
And then we were almost physically attacked by a squirrel, and it was really scary.
Yeah, we were looking at it, and we were like, "Oh, it was like a fucking movie." Like,
I didn't even see it. That's why it scared me.
I was looking right at it. Oh, so really? It was Adam. Yeah, that's why it scared me, because I was watching. I was like, "Oh," and then it turned and looked at us, and I was like, "Oh."
And it charged at
me. And then it started, like, kind of moving towards us.
Yeah.
Once it got on all fours, that bitch took off. Like, charged
Sha'Carri
me.
Richardson.
No, dead ass out the blocks.
Sprint. Full tilt sprint.
A 4.3 40-yard dash. Easily.
He's going in the draft high, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 4.3 laser. if you watch football, you're gonna like,
what's his shuttle run time?
His three cone shuttle. Like, I don't know, like, I don't even know what's fast on that, like 3 seconds, something like that.
You're just making up a number.
No, I'm gonna tell Billy that joke and he's gonna laugh when I said 4.3 laser. That means they measured it with a laser. Like, that's so it's accurate.
But anyways, it charged me, and and while it's charging me, or minutes before, seconds before, we were laughing at Brittany's clip of her podcast where she's pretending to be a minion that's being discriminated against in Whole Foods.
In Whole Foods.
So
by a Karen. It's being harassed by a Karen.
And I was talking like a minion, and we were laughing, and then it charged me, and I screamed in the middle of saying,
literally, like, Adam and Dayson screamed at the same time. So loud that I screamed so loud. And then it was so humiliating.
It was. And like, then people were, I'm not joking, filming us. I don't know what I did to deserve that.
Yeah, it literally felt like he was going like,
huh,
bitch.
I think, and, like,
and then we screamed so loud, he ran off. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Did I scare you?
It, like, pissed me off because it was too loud to be that loud. Like, for me to be that loud.
That's why I said, like, I truly...
I was, like, mad at myself.
I felt immediate humiliation. Yeah. Like, we could not stop laughing. Like, we laughed. And then, like, Adam was like, we were just threatened. And I was like, I know. That was a warning.
Yeah.
Warning shot.
I don't know how. And then every squirrel we saw, we were like, that guy's traps are crazy.
Yeah.
Why is he built like he's in prep or something? That's crazy. Yeah.
The gear that's going into
the gear that they're feeding the squirrels in New York.
The gear that they're giving those fucking rats living in Central Park is gone crazy right now. Get them off the streets.
But yeah, then you did your night event, and then we went home, and it was really fun.
It was. It was a quick little trip.
It
quick
felt little turnaround. Like we were there. Adam was like, it feels like we've been here as long as we were on tour.
It did feel like that.
I don't know why.
It's because I didn't have as much work mm-hmm. as what I felt like we did last time.
Sure.
But I think last time they were just like spaced out poorly.
I think it was that, and then I think we planned the travel better.
Yeah.
So remember last time we landed and like the car got messed up, so then we had to figure out, and we didn't know how to find where like lifts pick you up.
God, I forgot about that.
JFK. So that's honestly miserable. Yeah, it was off to a really bad start.
Yeah, that's true. Vibes were better.
Yeah.
But anyways, what else is new?
I think that was pretty much it. We did New York, and then what did you do this week?
Girl, not a goddamn thing. Oh, I did work from home a little, like, yeah, obviously.
I did too.
But like, I have been hibernating, mm-hmm. and it's been fantastic.
Like yesterday was the first time I had left my house in 2 days, and it was really nice.
Yeah.
Like I don't leave. If I don't have to, I'm not going to.
Yeah, me and Billy have started going on walks,
mm-hmm.
and it has been so fun.
I've been having a blast. Fantastic.
I was gonna say fantastic. I really was. It has been terrific, if you will. And I've been
to be terrific,
you must be specific.
And I've always said
and
that.
Write that down. And you know what's funny is we've been walking, and we walk in the morning, and every time we go on our walks, like, we've started to see the same people.
Oh yeah.
And they're all 100, because mm-hmm. only 100-year-old people do that. And then Billy was like, we're like, for real, like, old people. Like, we're doing what old people do. Like, we're enjoying the morning air.
Yeah.
We're catching up.
You just described it as fantastic.
Yeah. It's just like, and then Billy was like walking like how old men do, with like their hands folded behind their back. Mm. And he goes, feels great. They're really onto something with that.
Shut up.
So stupid.
So dumb.
So fucking stupid. But yeah, I haven't done a goddamn thing. What about you?
No, I've literally just been watching TV and
same.
Playing with my slime. That's pretty much it.
Oh, team started playing The Witcher.
Oh, the
okay.
Which one though? The third one, right?
The third one, Wild Hunt. But I did. Okay. I did. That's what it's called.
I know. You just don't have to say that. You just say Witcher 3.
Wild Hunt.
Return to the wild.
But Wild
we'll
Hunt.
It's Witcher 3, but we'll always have the summer.
We'll always have the summer.
It's Witcher 3. The summer I turned into a munch.
Can I be honest with you guys about something?
No. I don't want to hear it.
You know how like sometimes the internet like they chop up things that like specifically men say when they're like playing a hot guy or something?
Yeah.
So like Noah Centineo in like his movies and shit. Okay. They'll like crop and not the one where he says, "You gonna show me a squirt or not?" Not that one.
Well, that's not a show. That was his personal.
That was his. Oh, sorry. That was, yeah. Just in case you guys weren't. That was his real life. This is, I'm talking about the fake. I'm talking about Peter Kavinsky. That's who I'm talking about.
He would never say that to me. Peter Kavinsky is the most perfect boy alive.
He would never say that to me in a Snapchat. He would
never say that to me ever.
What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, basically, like when they clip things of men when they're going like, for example, we'll always have the summer. Yeah. Like teen heartthrob type shit.
I mean, men don't say that. That's why you're pronouncing the name of the third one.
I know that I'm saying, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, okay.
Like those little clips of them. There's a fuck ton from like The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where they clip them saying something and it's supposed to be like sexy or like hot, but like in a teen heartthrob
way.
Sure,
so like when Jeremiah, me getting excited because we're talking about it.
And when's the next season coming out?
Yeah, I'm going to rewatch it. I just thought of that. No, I was thinking of when Jeremiah says, like, you don't have to keep hurting yourself to get my attention.
You literally blushing? You're 30, by the way.
Hey, I'm a lesbian.
Hey, I'm literally in my 30s.
Hey, I'm a 30-year-old lesbian. Anyway. hey, I live in a house. So what are you doing?
Dude.
Like that?
Yes.
Okay. Type okay. shit. Okay, okay. Okay.
So like when they become lines that are like they're known for, like they're kind of like, oh my god, like he was like a heartthrob and he said, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
I find that to be humiliating.
Oh, like when they tell them like say the thing like that?
Yeah. Yes, but specifically when men are like saying it in that voice where they're trying to like have like, what do they call it? Like they want a raspy voice.
Yeah, it's like vocal fry.
That yeah, when they there is
I'm so self-conscious of having vocal fry that sometimes when I'm sending voice notes I feel like I'm yelling because I want to prove that I'm
you're enunciating. Like a fucking
I feel
newscaster.
Like I'm yelling to fill my voice out. Yeah,
no, I think that to me gives me such a tangible ick that okay. like my arms are heating up right now. Like I'm literally getting embarrassed.
Like when he did a thing like that?
Yeah, yes, but like when they say things and they say that like, you know, like that. I feel like when Harry Potter goes in his brain and then sees that little bloody baby Voldemort, I feel like that thing.
You're the baby fetus Voldemort.
He gets it. Okay, that's what I wanted to say.
He's got it.
He's got it. If not, you got it.
Okay.
Anyways,
I'm not gonna lie to you, that's how I feel when men say anything to me.
Yeah.
I feel like, well, bloodied Voldemort.
Well, that's your lesbian master dog.
No, I know. You anytime they're it. Talking you're
your lesbian master dog is your literal feelings about men being sexual
my immediate disgust.
Yeah, it's pretty indicative. Yeah, when men do that shit. Oh, here's a perfect example.
Okay,
when the guy at fucking, what is it, Whole Foods,
Erewhon, yeah
when
yeah.
he was like, hey, they say if you love what you do you don't work a day in your life, right? As long as you love it, that's all that matters, right? That's
I'm
what
just
said.
Trying to get my Hailey Bieber strawberry glaze smoothie and hit the road.
I just bought 12 singular pieces of pie. Literally singular pieces of pie because they sell them by the slice.
Yeah.
I just bought 12 of those bitches because I wanted to surprise my man. What about that makes you think that I need you to give me fucking life advice, Grant Cardone?
Can Tony Robinson head up?
No, dead
Robinson.
Ass.
Robinson.
Meet the Robinsons.
It all comes back to Meet the Robinsons.
And that brings me to my next point.
To our sponsor, Meet the Robinsons.
Meet the Robinsons.
They're doing a collab with HelloFresh.
Dude, what were we? Oh, okay, yeah. That intangible, that ick.
Yeah.
It get, it, oh, it sends like a scary chill down my spine, bro. It's so bad. I find that to be horrifying. I find men trying to be sexy intentionally, like actually, like in that way.
That's why
dries up my lips like this.
That's why Magic Mike is so funny.
Yeah,
because I'm laughing.
Because you're like,
but it's so funny.
Yeah, it just feels like it's happening to you.
Yeah,
like you, like the experience is just you're just, it's just gonna happen. And yeah, just I'm laughing. Lock in.
It's funny. So now what?
Oh man, what else is going on? Anything new with you?
No, that's pretty much it.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna get into this week's topic. We're doing again another gardening episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so this first one is from Karma. Karma is my boyfriend. She said, "If your bones were your favorite food and your blood was your favorite drink, what would your body be made out of?" Someone once told me biscuits and gravy.
Gravy's so, your favorite drink?
That's gross.
Okay.
Whatever you say, princess.
Alright, princess.
Bones are my favorite food. Well, obviously my bones are made out of potatoes.
Spuds.
Papas.
I don't know. I guess noodles.
Do you know how to say bone in Spanish?
I don't believe I do.
Hueso. H-U-E-S-O. Hueso.
Well, obviously not with a W.
No, I'm just saying it out loud. Damn. Yeah, potatoes and then my drink. I guess ranch.
Oh, it's a sauce?
It says drink, but that other person did a sauce. So I think a sauce makes more sense. No? You pick your drink?
Yeah.
My favorite drink is water. Should I pick a fun one?
She thinks she's better than us, team. She for it's, real.
Alkaline water with a pH of 9.5 at least.
She for real thinks. You got to fuel your body, you know? One of those people. Me and Billy make this joke a lot. When people ask us something, we always say, believe it or not, it's 80% diet.
Sure.
Which is something the worst guy in the world says to you when you talk, when you like talk anything fitness and he happens to be in shape.
Yeah.
The worst guy in the world would be like, believe it or not, it's 80% diet. I would be like, abs are made in the kitchen.
So dumb.
Put these in your kitchen. That's me grabbing my nuts for you audio listeners.
Okay, that would be mine. Water and potatoes.
Mine would be noodles and Diet Coke.
Like spaghetti noodles? Well, you know, ours would be Caesar salad and Diet Coke.
A goated pair, I fear. Diet Coke, Caesar salad, side of fries. Get into it.
My bones are made out of Caesar salad and fries.
No, dead ass.
We just ate that the other day in New York. That
was yeah, so I had fun. It. I had it for lunch.
Oh, I didn't get that. I got breakfast, and it was the dumbest breakfast.
Yeah,
I've
it
had.
Was the stupid, quite literally the dumbest breakfast I've ever seen, and that's me being like stupid. Like that's a stupid breakfast.
It was
eggs, yeah. Scrambled, and then there was a literal sundae. Like when you get a sundae in, it was a sundae cup full of truffle French fries, just scrambled
what
eggs.
What were they called though? Not
it was. It was literally eggs and fries.
No, I know, but what were the fries called? And that's why I said, what the fuck are these? Like, when I was reading them on the menu, it was like frites, wasn't it?
Yeah, like steak frites.
Yeah. That, steak and frites. I know a steak and frites hates to see Peely coming.
Yeah, steak and frites hates to see
what Peely do you think coming. Hates to see me coming?
Popcorn. Yes. Movie popcorn.
I don't give a fuck how big of a meal I just had. Yeah. If we're going to the movies, I won't eat all the popcorns. I'll be full, but I have to get one.
A large one.
A large one. And I'll just eat the top and be like, that's enough.
I'm getting a large fucking bucket of popcorn.
Yeah.
Peanut M&M's, large Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I don't care if the large is 64 ounces with a straw.
I don't care if I have to use both my hands to carry the cup because it's so big.
I don't care if like I literally have to hold it like this and the cup comes out the exact same equidistance. I don't give a fuck. I'm drinking all of it.
For you, it's hates to see you coming is a bowl of spaghetti.
Amen. The church said amen. Period, bitch.
Okay.
That was only the first question. Damn.
This next one's from Anna, and she said, what's your favorite thing to eat while high?
A chip goes a long way. I was going to say,
anything salty. Like, I'm like,
hell for yeah. It. Yeah. A chip, any sort of chip, any chip you like.
I don't feel like that about sweets, like cookies or anything like that when I'm high.
I'm honestly like, I'm as I get older, I'm realizing like I don't really like sweets nearly as much as I thought. I like them. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love a sweet. I just like it, as I get older, like I can only have like
two. And then even then my stomach hurts. Yeah.
And that is not on some Almond Mom shit. That's like literally like I feel I'm 1,000 years old now. I'm going to diarrhea at 3 a.m.
Yeah, like
if I eat anything just a hair too far over, like my stomach, like I am truly levitating above the water with the jetpack on my back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
It's horrifying.
No, that's why you offered me those Tony's Choco Lonelies.
Yeah.
And then I was like, none of the flavors I like are not in here, and it's not worth the stomach pain. I don't want it.
I'll eat a little sweet, and then like I mostly do salty, so I'd say a chip.
Yeah,
chip
like
fucking
popcorn
awesome.
When you're high, crazy.
Yeah, you feel like you're eating for years.
Yeah, and then my mouth hurts because I feel like I've been chewing for so long.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, sure, since you asked, I ate a party size bag of spicy nacho Doritos.
Okay.
Throughout a day.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it. And then the next morning or next day for lunch, I was like, is there any more Doritos? And he goes, you ate it yesterday. I go, the whole bag.
He went, you finished them yesterday. Yeah.
And he goes, I go, the whole bag? He goes, yeah.
And you're like, well, you had some, right?
And I was like, damn, there was not that many in there. I was like, damn, we finished it. And he goes, well, I didn't have any.
No, that was all you, girl.
Yeah, he was like, well, I didn't have any of them. And there's only two of us there. So, like, unless Squid and Tuna ate it.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say that Adam had bought, what were the candies he bought? Do you remember?
What candies?
In New York.
I know where.
He bought them at the airport. He was making fun of Billy for buying that big ass chocolate bar when we landed, and then he bought candy too. So I was like, okay.
I don't know. He always buys Ferrero Rochers, but I don't think he got those.
He had like a gummy candy. I can't remember what it was, but he was like eating them in the room and he kept offering them to me. And I was like, no, I don't want candy.
Lifesaver gummies.
Yeah, it was Lifesaver gummies. Okay.
Yeah.
And we were.
Those are so good.
We were in the room and he was eating them. And I was just listening to like the bag crinkling because him and I look at our phones in silence every night. And then, he started laughing and he goes, oh my gosh.
You guys
gosh.
Are literally the mom and daughter from Grey Gardens.
No, I know. I'm saying we're their grandparents in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, dead ass.
So he was digging in the bag and then he was laughing and he goes, oh my God. And I was like, what? And he goes, my big ass thought, I didn't realize I finished them. So I kept digging in here thinking there has to be more. Because when I was so like locked into the video I was watching that I think I watched that 2.5 minute video and was digging that back for 2.5 minutes because I kept thinking there has to be more. And then I was laughing.
Been there, girl.
And then the morning we left New York, which we had to be outside by 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Him and I went to bed at like freaking almost 1. And I remember we woke up and he goes, do you care if I have the rest of these Doritos? I was like, no, I don't care because I had like a big again, it's 3 a.m. And he finished all of them. He goes, I don't know, my stomach just kind of hurts. I'm all, well, you did just down that bag of Doritos.
We just necked that fucking bag of Doritos.
And it's 3 a.m. And he goes, shut up. And then we get to the lounge and he still eats. So I'm
God,
all, exactly.
I wonder why my stomach hurts.
You just dusted that bag, girl.
As he's licking Cheeto dust off his fingers.
Dude, so funny. Okay.
That's crazy.
This next one's from Marie. She said, which is scarier, alien life or galactic loneliness? What is that?
Okay, Interstellar. Wait, can I say something about Interstellar for a second?
Okay.
I thought
I don't even want to know what you're gonna say. Just answer the fucking question. You thought what?
When we got back from New York.
Okay.
Papa had been watching Interstellar. Yeah. And it was still on. And it was like finishing, so we just watched the rest of it.
Okay.
And I did not know. And mind you, I've watched this movie. I'm like 90% sure I've watched
it. I don't
this
think
movie.
You have, if I'm being honest.
No. I'm saying like I watched it in school. I had to watch parts of it for a film class. Okay. And then like My friends wanted to watch it with me, so we just watched it all the way through.
Okay.
But again, that was years ago.
Sure.
But I know like the song and I know the audio and I know the general premise and all that, right? Like I know the tea.
That's what is Matthew McConaughey, Jessica Chastain, right?
No. Yes. Yeah. She's like on Earth, and then Anne Hathaway, and yeah.
Okay. I feel like we have looked this up before.
That's Anne Hathaway. I just watched it. That's Interstellar.
Okay, I believe you. I'm saying I don't remember.
Yeah, that's Anne Hathaway, and she has a pixie cut.
Okay, yes.
Do you see her?
Matthew McConaughey. Yes, I'm locked in. Got it.
I swear to God, I was panicking because I was like, hold on, look, because I was going to tell you something else.
Okay.
Basically, I watched it, and Matt Damon is in the movie too.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. And I was literally thinking, I'm like, I thought that Matt Damon was in another space movie. Okay. Yeah. I for real thought for a second that I made that up. Martian.
Sure.
I've never seen that movie.
That movie's good. I went to the movies to go see it when I was in college. I liked it.
I've never seen that movie.
Okay.
I have no way of knowing anything about that movie. All I know is Matt Damon's head and an astronaut helmet.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
When I watched Interstellar,
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I made up The Martian. And I was thinking,
what the hell is he doing here?
I was thinking about the movie poster, and I was like, how did I put so much detail into this movie poster?
It's kind of orange.
That's not even a real movie. I just like made that shit up. Whole time I'm thinking he's just been an Interstellar this entire fucking time.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about him and it says Martian. Like, that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. I'm literally having this monologue. I'm not high, by the way. I'm having this monologue.
I'm sober.
Yeah, and I'm watching the movie, and then I told Billy, I go, that's crazy that like Matt Damon's like, I feel like I forgot Matt Damon was in this. Like, I said something about Matt Damon, and then he goes, well, yeah, I mean the other one's The Martian. And I go, what did you just say? Like, I felt like he was reading my thoughts.
That's how I felt last time we filmed a high episode, and I go, did I say that out loud? Yeah. You're like, how else do I know? Well, I thought you read my
but
mind.
I genuinely was like, oh my God, I made up The Martian, like the way that I and I've never seen that movie. I don't know anything about it, and I was just convinced that I was mixing movies together for a while, but turns out I'm just the biggest idiot alive. So that's the conclusion. But anyways,
so back to Marie's question, she said, which is scarier, alien life or galactic loneliness? I think the loneliness. Wouldn't you rather be an alien?
Yeah, I'm not afraid of aliens. I honestly think that aliens are most likely, like, I think the closest like movie depiction of aliens that I would believe are real is like the Avatar movies.
Sure. Okay.
And like, I like truly believe that like there is other life form, and they just like don't like us and we're awful. So,
yeah.
Like,
I
would absolutely believe that. I'm pretty agnostic about it all, but there's no way we're not the only we're the only creatures in space, obviously. Yeah.
I'd rather be an alien.
Me too.
But one that's like in Renaissance alien superstar.
Yeah.
One of
that's
those.
Who you are.
One of
alien
those ones.
Superstar. Whip.
Okay, this next one's from Maya, and she said, what is your most reoccurring shower thought? One I often have is, why is it called a runway if you don't run down it? That's not true, because Chris Fleming ran down the runway at New York Fashion Week.
And clock that.
He did, while walking a dog at the same time.
You know what I do think about a lot in the shower? I manifest heavy in there.
Oh.
No, I'm dead ass.
I know. I heard you.
I literally imagine, like, I imagine goals that I have and things that I want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And I play them like a movie in my head.
Okay.
And I, like, manifest it. Mm-hmm. So I think about that a lot. And then I also love to blast music in the shower, and so I just like to sing and vibe.
Pretend I'm the star. Yeah.
Yeah. I pretend that, like, I go on, like, the Masked Singer, and then when everyone takes my helmet off, they're just completely shocked that I have the voice of an angel.
The voice of a generation, really.
Just undiscovered talent. Untapped talent, you know?
Mine is that someone's in my house, so.
Well.
Kind of a different vibe, for sure. And I'm washing my hair and I keep looking back. One
yep,
of those things.
Yep. Yeah. No, yeah. That's a lot different from what I said.
That's one of mine. Okay. This next one's from, I think it's Allie. She said, or asked, who would win in a fight, Bucky the Beaver or Bad Ape of War for the Planet of the Apes?
God, Koba, obviously.
Well, Bad Ape is,
Bad Ape
is the gorilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well then Bad Ape.
I would pick Bad Ape. Yeah. Bad Ape is really scary.
Bad Ape is, it's like a bug, cartoon yeah. bug.
To Bucky?
Hell yeah.
Who's going to win, a gorilla that's sentient or a beaver?
Or a fuck-ass beaver?
A fucking munch of a beaver? A
fucking cuck beaver?
A fucking sigma beaver? A beta
be
beaver?
Be serious, bro.
Come on.
Be serious for fucking once in your life.
Who's going to win, the Riz King Bad Ape?
The Rizzler? The Rizzler?
Bad Ape? Or that cuck?
Or Bucky? This cucky beaver?
Describing the beaver as cucky is crazy.
Like, his name is Bucky. Bucky instead of Bucky, it's cucky. Saying Bucky Beaver's a cuck.
Oh my god. Okay. Sorry, guys. That is one of the funniest things you've ever said, dude. Holy shit. Okay. Okay, this next...
Damn, I wish Brittany was here. She would laugh so hard. She would laugh really hard. I'm going to have to call her and tell her that after.
That's how I feel when we went to Disneyland. I was like, do y'all think that Goofy's a mind? Okay, who out of all the Disney characters do you think is the biggest fucking munch?
Do you think Goofy would identify as a munch?
Okay, this next one is from Mary. Jesus.
Jeez Louise.
This next one's from Marianne. She asks, how would you explain the feeling of gardening to someone who has never gardened before?
And we're talking smoking? Are we talking? Okay.
That's my only experience, unfortunately, so.
I would love to. Yeah, fucking same. I'm asking like as if I have a green thumb. I don't. I would say literally this is how my friend described it to me once when we were like really fucked up. We were just drunk in college. And she was like, because at that point I had never smoked weed. And I was like, what's it feel like when you get high? And she goes, this is going to sound weird, but it feels like the worst thing in the entire world could happen right in front of you. And part of you would be like, oh my God. And most of you would be like, it's all right.
What an insane thing to say.
And that's, to this day, that's verbatim. That's a core memory of my friend. Like, yeah. That is locked in here. Because I thought that was the funniest shit I had ever heard at the time.
And honestly, you're so real
it's
for that.
It's so real.
Yeah.
Now, like, as like, I could say with conviction that is so true. It's like, that's what it gives you. It gives you that feeling of like, it's almost like a fucking storm sweater that they put on dogs.
Yeah.
You know, they put them those
little blankets they put on them. Yeah.
Those fucking thunder snuggies, whatever the fuck they're called. And it's like a weighted blanket on them. That's like, it's putting one of those on your brain.
Yeah. I was going to say, it feels like physically, it kind of feels like, when you take a shot and you feel that warm feeling in your chest, but your whole body feels like that. It's like nice. Yeah.
It feels like when you tilt a rain stick and you hear that sound.
Yeah.
That's how it feels.
That's how my blood fills my body. A rain stick, yeah.
And everything feels cool. It's like, it feels like everything is like, wow.
It's just extra relaxing for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. And that's for my anxious girls. You know what I mean? My anxious, depressed girls. Yeah. Like, it forces you to sit down and relax.
Yeah.
And like overactive thinkers, overactive minds, like they need that shit.
I feel that.
So yeah, my friend, shout out to my friend from college. That's a direct quote from her. And that's like, I was surrounded by women like that all throughout college. And I was like, how could you not love women?
Oh, 100%.
We are the funniest people alive. Yeah. I would hang out with only women and other gay people. Like that was literally.
That's what I felt last night with the three of us. And we're the funniest people that have ever existed.
Doug,
yeah.
Like, how can you not love women? And it's funny because when Brittany came here, me and Dace put together like a little basket for her and I left it in her room. And then she brought us flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dog, like, no one's ever going to love you like your girls.
We both got flowers girls. For very different reasons. It was so cute.
I know.
I'm not going to say mine, but it was really cute.
Yeah. I know. So look at us. P- period.
Okay. And then we'll end on this one. This one's from Joanna. She asked, would you rather have everyone see your search history or everyone hear your private conversations with your best friend? My search history.
Yeah, my search history.
You don't need to hear what's going on with me and my best friends.
Yeah. No. Yeah, fuck no.
It's none of your beeswax.
Absolutely not. I
don't even like the things we're talking about, and I don't want anyone to know.
My search history is pretty embarrassing, too. So, like, in the sense that it's, like, it'll be something, like, mine would be, like, flight times and, like, standard shit. Or, like, I'm clicking on, like, links to go, like, look at clothes.
Yeah.
And then there'd be a random one in there that's, like, if the right side of my head hurts for 4 hours, does that mean I have a tumor? Like, it's shit like that.
I was just say, I'll read mine. Mine is, I don't care if something good happened to you, because I was trying to find that meme to send to someone.
I have memes in there, too, that I've been trying to look at.
I'm trying to find a vanity, so I have vintage vanity. I typed in lesbians doing makeup meme. Do you know that meme where it's, like, the girl sitting over here? So I was looking that up. I looked up the Sabrina Carpenter song, Sharpest Tools, because I couldn't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
And then I looked up a restaurant. That's what it's like, nothing.
Yeah, it's like shit like that.
Come and get him. I don't care.
Yeah, mine is genuinely so random. Yeah. And there's going to be one where Getty images of myself so I can see him, because I want to see him. So. But that's like it. It's so random and weird.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, team. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed it. Again, make sure you buy Drew's book, number one. And number two, make sure you subscribe to the Patreon. We just posted like an almost 30-minute-ish vlog of the last bit of tour.
Oh, y'all love the vlogs, yeah,
and a
bro.
Majority of it is our first time in a Bucky's at 2 a.m. That's a huge portion
and
of it.
And team, we may be rolling out a new series on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
We may be doing a new little something-something surrounding advice. Who knows? So if you want to know, you got to join the fucking Patreon.
Sorry.
Also, for those of you asking, this is tour merch. We're going to see some tits.
Yup.
If you know, you know.
Working on something involving merch?
Quite possibly.
I don't know.
Another reason to join Patreon.
Yeah.
Because
you'll hear it there first.
We've heard your cries. I know y'all want merch so bad. And a lot of y'all really wanted tour merch. Like, so I think we might be doing something with tour merch, but like, don't hold me to that. We might. But this is a good example of when if we do come out with merch, this could be your life.
This could be you.
So, anywho, lots of reasons to join the Patreon. Make sure you guys do. We love hanging out with y'all over there. It's very fun.
No, it's very fun.
We always have a blast.
I agree.
And other than that, we love you very much.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.